Blog Talk Radio.
I have mentioned about being targeted by some of the most dangerous and mentally ill people that I probably anyone would come across. And I had to talk about it again because it's a constant theme in my life, and everything I'm saying is true. Unfortunately, it is true because I'd rather be talking about something else. I don't know why the cops, the LAPD, where I live in the San Fernando Valley, or don't stop targeting me. But this is what has happened. First of all, these people are very good at covering up their sickness, their psychosis, and their criminal intent. I've been dealing with this for years. You know, living next door to the neighbors, or living on the street over 17 years ago, where the conspiracy was because they were jealous I own a home or they can't get off their ass. I mean, these people live in senior citizen apartments. They were hanging out at the San Fernando Valley. They were mentioning about they were clients at the San Fernando Center. I have told the San Fernando administration to be aware of this. These are dangerous people. And next-door neighbor nosy people. Okay? Seem to be I'm just saying a general statement. I have to watch who my neighbors are and be careful and mind my business and keep to myself. That's how you deal with people. You know, you don't get into other people's business. These people don't know how to mind their business. I'm dealing with someone who has a psychosis of... It has to do with jealousy because I want to get a law degree and don't know how to mind their fucking business. These persons don't have no control of their lives. They got a psychosis. I believe they're bipolar, schizophrenia, or something. They have a criminal past. They've been in jail before. Maybe they don't know how to live in this country. They lack the ability to just keep to themselves. And their drug alcohol intake is also a reason why they commit, harassment and so on. It was racism, it was jealousy, envy, and so on. It's simply because these individuals have said that, say things, about my health, which are lies. It's part of their psychopathy and why they're so dangerous. The mental health community, I'm sure that most clients are not dangerous like these are. But when I look at it from working in the mental health briefly and from having bad experiences from crazy, dangerous people in my life, including these people, I look at it I have to be careful. I wonder why they haven't addressed that the criminally mentally ill. If they get help, they need to be sequestered from other people. I came across somebody who was simply too jealous simply because they did not want me to succeed, or they look at my skin color, racism, or don't know. I say racism because I did nothing to them. They also said a neighbor that I was accusing, which I never said anything about. I never said that person's name. I never complained about them. I don't think about them because I keep to myself. It does have to do with white supremacy, black on black crime. All of those things were involved because these are black people and white people who didn't know how to, who have some serious mental health illness, were able to lie and put on a disguise and put on a good acting performance, telling lies. One of them were even talking about why haven't been working. Or what I'm doing. The truth is, I am, but doing a lot of things in my life that involve employment and so on. But whether I am or not is none of their business. They're not supposed to be commenting on me as an adult that is independent. Any adult, she should not be commenting on someone like me, and she's not involved in my situation. That's a crazy person. The other thing is that they were mentioning lies to the police, and they said that they had permission to look at my home because she was a social worker. That is illegal. A social worker cannot violate the law. They even said that they can do whatever they want in the condominium or come over because the condominium don't have to follow any state law or federal law, which is kind of crazy. So I hope that these individuals could be locked up because I consider them very dangerous. They live in a condominium or they outside coming over from where I used to live, which is nearby on Vos, or live nearby Santa Cruz and can't move on with their lives. I mean, if their lives around sitting around doing nothing or sitting around trying to harass somebody, they may come from an area like South Central or wherever, or from a conservative area or wherever where their religious beliefs or prejudiced beliefs are clash with the liberal California society. Don't like no minorities living in the building because I'm the only black person living here, only black man that's living here, then something is wrong. So, you know, I have, because of these people lack of ability to mind their business and criminal conspiracy as well as alleged sickness that is beyond no rational or normal person would do that. Nobody would do that in everyday life society. Talking about where I work or what I'm doing, it's not of, she's not supposed to be talking about that. You're not supposed to be trespassing. She said with the police department that she got permission to look. She did not have permission to look. It's against the law. It's against the law. The condominiums have to follow laws. The other reason was because these criminals are dangerous. They were mad because I didn't want to go to the San Fernando and work as a supervisor or something. That's crazy, too. So I hope that these crazy people be put in a hospital because I consider them very dangerous. They are criminals. They live in among law-abiding people. They should not be hanging around law-abiding people, especially, you know, with laws and regulations that every condom organization have to follow. We can't just do what we want. Police, I mentioned that she said she got permission from the police to look in, and they said that the police were investigating. There is no investigation by peeping in someone's home. I mean, whether I call the police or not, you can't investigate by looking in someone's home. I heard that. That's illegal. That's crazy. That is why I hope that the San Fernando Center and the mental health programs put the crazy mentally ill not to be involved and sequester them. They are the stereotype of the sick and dangerous, demented individuals who hurt people and do harm to people because of their sickness is true with these individuals. It is true that some people don't have the capacity, and these individuals are, to mind, respect boundaries and mind their business. When I hear somebody talk about whether I work or where I go, that's sick. You don't do that in society with some stranger. We know social workers, and she said she's a social worker, which I think she's lying, but social worker or caseworkers do not get involved or violate the law or trespass with anyone without them knowing. And these are what these individuals are doing. They're criminals. They're dangerous. Now, some of these people said that in the building said that some of these people were living in the street. That's, then they can look for a homeless shelter. I ain't going to explain what basic common sense is, but I hope that this building be investigated or these people move because they exhibited very antisocial behavior and they are criminals. And they're not going to stop. They don't care what the police do or not. I mean, if you're quiet and minding your business or whatever, if you don't know how these people have serious mentally ill diagnoses, and they have criminal backgrounds, I'm pretty sure. Now, the LAPD said that this is illegal, they would never do that, and these are crazy people. That's what they told me. They said they would never have any investigation of anyone's home looking inside. And why I say that, because I said that in previous broadcasts, it has never been proven that there was. But for these people to say those things, constantly to make up stories is a sign of some kind of psychosis. If they are, which is a possibility of looking inside my home, they committed a trespassing. They committed, it violates the law. It was not, I gave no one permission to look in. That's what they also said. It is all over the radio about this. Now, when some people tell me, why is I'm still living here or whatever, it's hard to find another home in this area, in this time of day after COVID. Trying very, very hard to find a place where I can feel comfortable in, where I don't have to deal with these type of people. That's the easy way out, and I think it is. Should I be living around with somebody they don't even care what I'm doing or whatever, and they just do their own thing, and everything be hunky-dory fine? There'll be something going on always, but it won't be talking about transplants or something crazy. But these crazy people don't have the capacities until they get caught, sooner or later. This is all over the planet, and I hope that they can do something about this. Oh, they said because of this, they said they're worried about the building being damaged. The building is damaged if they don't stop with their antisocial behavior or psychosis or criminal intent. You don't go around to asking what a neighbor or a stranger doing about the employment setting or whatever. This has to do with the celebrity stuff or whatever. That's no excuse. If you're obsessed, a fan, or crazy because I'm on the internet or because I have music, you got to get some psychiatric help or go to prison. One of them said, oh, I lost 17 years. 17 years of what? I don't even know them. I don't owe them anything. Then I realized what they meant is they wanted to get my home and take it away, and a criminal intent of 25 years. They were thinking about trying to do something harm to me because they were angry because I was black or whatever. That's sick. That's insane. So I hope that the SMART team can get involved. And the SMART team had to get involved directly. I want to tell you that these individuals often drive around in the car following me around, which is crazy. And I was told I had to get a restraining order. I don't know why I'm dealing with some individuals who I don't know, who are trying to get into my business, who shouldn't be saying and doing things that goes against the law and fabric of this American society. Then I realized that the other reason why I'm not, besides being sick and crazy and being a dangerous criminal, is that maybe they live in another, they come from another country. So, yes, maybe they come from another country. This is not Mexico. This is not El Salvador. Okay? This is not London. Okay? This is America. I hope that the immigrants, or if they don't know how to live in this country, that's how you live. And I say that with good intentions, wherever you're from. If you're a foreigner or something, you come from South America, or you come from Africa, wherever you come from, London, England, wherever, you got to learn how to live in America. Is the next question I would say, and that was brought up, is that was something wrong with me or whatever, about making up stories? I'm not, because these individuals have made up another sign of their psychosis and their antisocial behavior, is that they made up stories about my health, saying I'm making up stories. I'm not. I have told the truth. I really don't care what they think, but defamation of character is not what they want to deal with. So what I'm saying is that I would never make up stories about transplants or being stalked, et cetera, et cetera. I am trying to deal with this the best I can. I can't keep calling the police or getting a restraining order or something like that. I can't tell the manager of the building about safety and keeping these crazies from violating the law. Or living next door, living on Voses, who sit on their freaking ass. From what I heard, they live in somewhere nearby for the last 20 years. They don't even know me. They just saw me in the neighborhood and keep coming over. One of them said that they heard me about moving to condos 17, 18 years ago, which is very crazy. That is the sickest thing I ever heard. So I hope that these people get investigated because they have laws in San Fernando Valley. They do. Laws all over. No matter where we are, we have to respect boundaries. If private places are off limits. I'm tired of mentioning that, but I have to. Because if this person doesn't get help or treatment or put locked up in prison or something, they're going to do some harm to somebody. If you're concerned about my employment or my school or whatever, you got to have a mental illness. You got to be something wrong with you. You got to be treated. You got to be sequestered in a hospital or prison or something. You can't control other people you don't know. I don't know these people. And I deal with them. I'm sitting there listening to them. I'm like, and they're going to keep coming over here regardless. Regardless of what I say. They've been doing this for 17, 18 years. So, and they made up stories and lies and cover up their criminal and psychosis with the board and with the management of the building, the condominium building, as well as with the law enforcement. And sooner or later, that charade will they will not get away with it. So I hope that that is the situation. And I'm going to say my mental health is fine. Well, I have basically been affected by this, by insanity, and I dealt with so much adversity in my life. I am very much aware of things, and I'm going to continue to do what I need to do. I tell the truth, and I'm not afraid of telling the truth. I'm aware that with these allegations, that people check on this, and it has not, I have not shown pictures or whatever, that they would be concerned about whether I'm telling the truth. And the truth is, I am. Because I've been dealing with this so long, I did have pictures of these individuals in cars. I took pictures with my cell phone or whatever. And I don't need to deal with somebody who I don't know who come over for the last 20 years or 10 years or 3 years or whatever who I don't know and don't know how to respect or deal with strangers. If their racism or prejudice or psychosis can't be handled, then let the law enforcement do it. That's what we deal with people who don't know how to mind their business. If they're concerned about me, then they should come to me directly. We always come to someone directly with concerns. You always, if there's an emergency, then you deal with people. Then that's when something should be done, you know. Homicide, suicide, that's what I heard. Then we get involved, like a fire or something like that. And there's no emergency. It's just me just doing what I need to do, and someone simply cannot accept that in their little psychotic world that they're able to cover up their sickness, whether they live in that street or living in a building, and cannot get along with other individuals because they don't have the mental capacity to respect others like me, who don't even know them. I don't know them, don't talk about them, and they target me for jealousy, envy, or racism, which I think is a part of it, or whatever it is. And we can't hide behind it, because if this continues, it's going to get worse. It requires law enforcement or somebody. Me personally, I am fine mentally. I am very much aware of what's going on. The reality of this situation is crazy, because I don't understand why are they coming over here and gossiping about me and they don't even know me. They all sit out there and gossip. There's a lot of people who do that, which is not a very good life. I mean, everybody gossip, but you sit out there and gossip and get into people's business nearby you who you don't know, and that's all you do, then something must be wrong with you. Especially if they go just for that and then do allege intruding or saying things or talking about Social Security. Earnings of someone else like mine, or talk about where I'm at, and they don't even know me, which is kind of crazy. You know, this is how I am. When I live next door to people, I know them how to deal with people because I'm civilized. I don't go up to somebody or some neighbor and start gossiping about them or try to talk about what they're doing or whatever, because that's simply antisocial, and that's kind of crazy. I keep to myself and do my thing. I am an entertainer, but when I'm at home, I don't do anything. I don't even think about anybody but who I deal with directly. I deal with things directly, and I talk to people directly. If there's any problems, I deal with directly. And that's like what every average person do that seems to be stabilized and seems to be well-mannered as well as logical in dealing with other people. We keep to ourselves until they're, you know, it's none of my business what somebody else is doing in their home or what are they doing in their life. The only ones who get into people's business are somebody who's crazy or somebody who's got a mental problem. And I wonder about what my employment history or wondering about what I'm doing. You are crazy and you are dangerous. You shouldn't be questioning about what some stranger is doing, whether you know them or not. It's none of your damn business. Something is wrong with you mentally. You lost control of your life, so you get into my business. I'm doing a lot in my life besides music, but whatever I'm doing, they should not be questioning or questioning my health or anything. And these individuals even came to my hospital talking about, oh, he's going, doesn't have a doctorate. Oh, he didn't go to college. That's sick. Purely sick. And that's exactly why I have to keep away in my personal life from sick people. And that's exactly why when I was a psychology, I worked in clinical psychology, and I cannot work as a clinician ever because of the bad experiences I experienced with these crazy individuals, dangerous individuals with ulterior motives and lack of ability to follow laws and respect, basic, which makes them pretty uncivilized. They should not be living near anyone. They should not be living in a condo, or they should not be living in an apartment or anybody if they can't keep to themselves. Basic common sense, how you deal with people. And that's something I'm not dealing with, unfortunately. Thank you from Dove Knight.